pretty good bit of lard or molasses, what would it probably come in?
The lard used to come in what we put lard up in. I don't know. Can them usually stood up about like that. I might have helped 6 or 8 gallons of lard.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
Yeah.
Now what does that mean?
I don't honestly know unless that's what they were talking about.
Just whatever that amount happened to be.
Well, I'm sure it's a certain size.
Specific size. Well, what about if you had to pour some molasses into a smallmouth bottle? What would you probably use to keep that from spilling all over the place?
Funnel.
And then when people used to drive buggies around, the thing they used to crack around the horse's ear, buggy whip. Talking about things that you put stuff in. If you go to the grocery store and you buy something, fruit or whatever, the grocer would probably put it in so you could carry it home.
Sack.
And that'd usually be made out of
paper sack.
Have you ever heard of any kind of sack that was made out of something that looked like some kind of cloth, maybe rough, heavy, coarse stuff?
You mean a tow sack? Gunny sack.
What would be sacked in that?
Usually potatoes.
Potatoes.
Something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of something called a croaker sack? Croaker sack. Haven't heard of that. What? Say if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill. Is there any? What would you call that amount of corn that he'd take at one time?
Well, I've heard it called a jag of corn.
Jag of corn.
Yeah.
Ever heard it called a turn? Turn of corn.
No, I've read it, but I don't remember.
Just hadn't heard that used. What about if one of your electric lamps burned out? The thing that you'd have to replace would be the light bulb. And before you had electric lamps, you know, these things that you had to burn, these type lamps. What did you call that stuff you burned?
Kerosene. Or cool oil, mostly called cool oil.
It was the same thing as kerosene. Mm-hmm. And then if your wife was going to take some wet clothes out and hang them up to dry, what would she probably take them out in?
Clothes basket.
And if you wanted to, if you were bottling some kind of liquid, what might you put in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Funnel.
Or if you wanted, you know, if you didn't want it to spill out at all.
Cork.
What about these, they're really musical instruments that you can play with your mouth, moving your mouth back and forth?
Harp. It's called juice harp, French harp.
The juice harp and French harp different, aren't they?
Probably are.
One of them makes kind of a twanging sound. You have to tap it or something. With your finger?
I always call it a sharp one. There's another name for it, too. Thank you.
Harmonica?
Harmonica.
All right.